This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg at MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Access, BMO Harris Bank, JC Restoration, and Chicago Culinary Kitchen. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio on AM 720 WGN. We got a packed show, packed. I already announced who's going to be on, so we're going to save some time and start with this. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Send in those text messages. Bring it on. We are here until 1:30. And instead of 1, we're here until 1:30 due to exciting basketball coming up. So there was a little buffer there, and they needed to fill a half hour. And they gave it to us. So we're on till 1:30. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll start ladies first. Put her under the spotlight. Put her on point. We have Amy Ferrell. How'd I do?
Great.
Ferrell.
Ferrell.
All right, Ted Beck, slow down there. She's coming out strong. Terrell! All right, Amy, you're with Access. Frank brought you in here to give you a little experience in the event that Mr. Wasilewski goes down or is busy one weekend. And you specialize in something that is near and dear to my heart. You specialize helping veterans at
yes.
Access. So yep. I want to dive deeper into that. How long have you been with Access?
6 years.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And why specializing in veterans? Is there anybody in your family that's a veteran?
Yeah, I have a few veteran family members. My stepdad is a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, thank you.
And actually, his brother was a Blue Angel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Flying Blue Angel or
flying
support?
Flying Blue Angel.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
He was up there flipping, doing barrel rolls and
all
flying upside down. Wow.
All the tricks. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
We'd love to meet him.
Well, he comes in for the Aaron Water Show once in a while.
That's
when the Angels are here.
You've got a really strong relationship with him once a year.
He lives in California, so.
I just talk to him every June. Yeah. He's really cool. Thinks I'm a jerk, but he's really cool. All right, so you guys are tight. All right, great. If our listeners want more information about what you do, stay tuned because you're going to dive deeper into that,
mm-hmm.
which we're looking forward to learning more about you and how you specially help with veterans. Next to you is your coworker, Frank Wasilewski. You know, we joke that the first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I said, Rich Wasilewski, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
he
on
looks
here.
Like a Rich.
I know, and like I look right at him unintentionally, just like I did Josh at BMO Farah instead of BMO Harris, which I'm sure I'm going to get a call from Canada. What the hell are we sponsoring this dumb show for? He doesn't even know what you know who Josh works for. What are you guys going to be talking about, Frank?
We're going to be talking about solutions again and making sure that you actually go out and find multiple contractors to give you bids. Don't always jump in with the first person that you talk to because it may not be the right solution. So go in and, you know, explore whatever it is you're looking for, be it a lift, a bathroom, a home mod. Get multiple estimates and make sure you talk to a lot of people so you come to a logical conclusion and save yourself the most amount of money.
Grab bars?
Of course.
That's
all the
another,
time.
That's
we love grab bars. And sometimes grab bars is a better solution than an entire bathroom.
And the least expensive solution.
Absolutely.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you and Amy, how do they reach out to you guys?
They can reach out to us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Pete Ferreira. Pete, there I go. Pete, it's cause of you. Okay. Pete Marrero. I'm dropping F's on everybody's last name. So Pete Marrero from Blue Sky, no longer formerly known as JC Restoration.
Correct.
But the same Pete Marrero.
That's right.
And the same Candace taking pictures in her own voyeuristic way, a little creepy in the back over there, but we still love her, and that's great. And Corey's still part of the team. What are you guys going to be talking about?
Yeah, David, it's great to be in studio representing Blue Sky. Pete Marrero, project coordinator, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. We're going to talk about just the amounts of fires and vehicle impacts and emergencies we've seen over the last, call it, quarter, since about, I would say, November, December, up till yesterday.
Really?
I was on a large fire yesterday, yeah. Blue Sky Restoration is great. We're here for you, Chicago. And I wanted to share our number, 800-266-5677. And please check us out on the web, goblusky.com. That's GOBLUSKY.com.
Is your, you haven't been in a while. Did I hear that your wife is pregnant?
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. Yeah, we're due.
Thanks for reminding
you. End of the month. Yeah. Well, I had a doctor appointment this morning with her. Everything is great. We're expecting end of the month.
Number seven?
Easy. Number five. Yeah, number five. But no, Blue Sky. Listen, we're talking
better
about
you than
sky.
Me, buddy. That's all I got to say.
Speaking of blue, it's a boy. So God willing, everything's going to be great. But again, to keep the topic, Blue Sky Restoration, yep. When disaster strikes, we've got you covered. And David, I've got you covered. You know I like to come with gifts.
Oh,
check
look
this
at
out.
That. About damn time.
Bang,
I've been waiting for that hat. All right.
Catch that. Dang. Right. Look at the quality of that
look
hat.
Look at that, everybody. That's
a
good quality.
Hat, man.
All right. Nice
that's
job.
Brand new, never worn. It's not a reissued. It's brand new.
This is very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and I got gifts for everyone in studio today, so don't feel, I got stuff for you. Your engineer is looking at me like, Pete, I'm going to cut your cord.
God forbid these guys pay for anything. Also, the official urologist on the show, Dr. Michael McGuire, well, has a special on vasectomies, which we could talk off air. Josh Herman, how are you?
Terrific. Yourself?
I'm tremendous. BMO Harris, you guys are going to be talking about your home equity products.
Yep.
Which is, I am applying for.
So am I.
Unbelievable low introductory rate for the spring through June, I believe, is what the email showed, yep. Read that I received this week. So I'm all over that.
Oh, yeah.
And what else are you going to be talking about?
We have a couple events coming up. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our events and what we're doing for our communities and how we're here to help.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
All right. We're going to talk access after the break. We've got Jefferson and Saginaw that wants to talk about appraisal waivers, which are hot right now, which our listeners don't know much about, which we will be talking about after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The phone, the text, and the photo line are sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com. Be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when you turn the microphones on. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to the following donors that sponsored to the Vestathon. Marilyn Rubin, Ellen Cahill, Nancy Schwarzenberg, Nan Cedarholm, Marcia Morris, Stephen Bubanovich. Two police officers were shot on Thursday night, Friday morning. So we did good protecting our Chicago police officers. Jefferson and Saugonash, how are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, buddy. You got a question about appraisal waivers. How can we help you?
Yeah, I do. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Got a friend of mine in the business. We worked together 25 years. He's still in the business. I went into the affordable housing world. I got a house looking to refinance, $140,000 balance, well under 50% of the home's value. Stable neighborhood, desirable neighborhood. He assured me we could do it. Yesterday, I got an email from his assistant to order the appraiser, and I'm floored. Help me out with that. I mean, I don't understand why Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac would require such. I didn't need one at HARP in 2011.
Right, because everything, because there was blood in the streets and property values were dropping by 60-80%, and they wanted to keep the government wanted to keep everybody in their homes, so they didn't care about the appraisals, and they just wanted to get you out of your 5-6% rate into your 3-4% rate, so you could take that extra $200-$300 a month and pump it right back into the economy, stabilize the housing market, stimulate the economy, and it worked. So why are you having these challenges? Because you're in a zone there that you're just one of the 1 in 10 that you didn't get the PIW, which is a property inspection waiver. It's weird. It happens every once in a while, and congratulations, you're that once in a while. It's frustrating to be a loan originator when you have somebody living in Saginaw with a $140,000 mortgage on a $400,000 home in a stable area on the northeast side of Chicago, as it turns into Skokie right off the Edens there. I get it. I know where Saginaw is. It's a great area. It's the northernmost tip of Chicago before you roll into the suburbs. You know, you just you're just a happenstance, and guess what? Fork over $375 to $450 for an appraisal and enjoy it. There's no way around it. The good news is, if you refinance 6 months later, they now have your value in the system, and you should get a property inspection waiver for future transactions down the road.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason, right? I've had callers call in with a $140,000 mortgage on a $1 million home, and we still have to do an appraisal. It doesn't mm-hmm. make any sense, okay? And well, you know, in Wilmette, okay, in a single family home in Wilmette, two blocks off the lake, okay, off of Green mm-hmm. Bay Road. It doesn't make any sense, right? If you don't get the PIW, property inspection waiver, you need the appraisal. So you're fighting City Hall here. How does that usually work out?
Why? What is the reason that an FHA or an ag loan which I can't imagine we have too many up here, or VA? You know, I did find something last night on Ally. They had part of Fannie Mae's Refi Now program. It seemed to be a trademark program working for quote unquote underrepresented communities, which I think we all know what that's code for, where no appraisal would be needed because of historical discrepancies or inequities in the home loan program. Why would that be in effect, but for a more stable neighborhood it wouldn't be? It just seems
because they're trying to pick on rich white people is what they're trying to do. I just told you I don't know. It falls under the if you take out an FHA loan and you're not doing a streamlined appraisal, a streamlined refinance, you need an appraisal on every FHA loan. Okay.
All right.
Hang on. If you're doing a VA loan and you're not doing a VA streamlined interest rate reduction loan, an IRL, you need an appraisal. Okay. And there are a lot of FHA loans up in this area. You will be surprised because you have under 700 credit scores trying to do a cash out refinance up to 80%. You're not good luck getting pricing on a Fannie Freddie loan today. They don't want that paper. Okay. So I understand what you're saying. You're frustrated. You don't understand why. You need an appraiser. You could read every single thing you want to read on the internet. It's not going to change the fact that your loan went through the LP, which is for Freddie Mac, or DU, which is for Fannie Mae, and you didn't get the inspection waiver, and they need to perform an appraisal on your home if you want a new mortgage. Now, if you don't want a new mortgage, then you don't have to worry about it. But if you want a mortgage, guess what? Now, if you went to get a HELOC with BMO Harris,
yep,
with great credit and a low loan to value, he probably doesn't need an appraisal on that. You probably do a drive-by.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
You know, some type of automated valuation on Jefferson's home.
Exactly. And at no cost either.
At no cost. Yeah. But if you want to get a Fannie Freddie loan, guess what? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Okay, buddy, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Okay, that took a little longer than expected. I didn't realize it was going to go off the rails there, but okay. But it did, and we're getting it back on the rails, okay? It is what it is.
Exactly.
If you don't get a property inspection, I had a lady, $150,000 home, $1 million home. Appraisal came back, 1.4, okay? I'm like, okay. She's like, I told you. I'm like, I know you told me, but the computer said I need appraisal. So slow your roll, and let's get your loan done.
That's it. Got to pay to play.
What are you going to fight me? I'm like, I'm going to go someplace else. Okay. He or she is going to put it through the computer. It's going to get the same reading. You're going to need appraisal.
Exactly.
So, my God. Okay, Frank at Access. Amy, welcome to the show. This is what you try to help people out. Then they start going off. Yeah, I'm a white guy and I'm getting discriminated against in Saginaw. No, you're not. Well, you know what that means. Underserved. Yeah, people are in underserviced areas. Have access to money. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, yellow. I don't care. It's because the computer wants an appraisal. Let's not get racial here. Love of God, I didn't think we'd go that deep. If you had the racial call within the first half hour of the show, cash your ticket. All right. My God, here I'm sweating already.
Intense.
Here, this is about money, right? There are walls and rules that we flowchart in, right, Josh? I'm glad you're here.
And
you might not like the rules that the lenders lay down, that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac put out there, or FHA or VA. It's just the rule.
Yep.
You know, you might not like, if you have a 640 credit score, that you can't get the lowest rate on a Fannie Freddie loan. Guess what? Have better credit and you'll get the lower. It's got nothing to do with the color of your skin. It's got nothing to do if you stand or sit, if you go to the bathroom. I personally sit because it's better aim and it's more relaxing. But it's got nothing to do with all of that other stuff. It's got to do with because your credit sucks, okay? And if you listen to us, Josh has got great credit program builders. We're going to get to you after the break. I just felt I had to get this off my chest because Jefferson set me up. And I was on a good roll here. I was feeling good. Okay. We're going to come back after the break with Amy and Frank from Access. I've got a great thank you that the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation sent out, thanking everybody that donated. You're going to love this one. 312-981-7200. Benny, get us to break. We've got the bottom of the hour news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, an AM 720 WGN. That aforementioned number is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That previously mentioned phone number is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Amy and Frank are in from Access. Let's talk about what you guys are doing. Would you rather talk about veterans first, or would you rather talk about helping our listeners? What would you, it's your dime, your dance floor, what would you
Why
prefer?
Don't we go with veterans first?
Yeah, let's talk with, get to Amy to break her in. The veteran angle is obviously near and dear to my heart, because I love helping veterans, and like your uncle that you talk to once a month, you know, once a year when he comes in for the air show, Mr. Blue Angel, you know, great relationship. A lot of these men and women that were in Vietnam are having unbelievably horrible experiences with their health because of the crap that we sprayed on them. And, you know, we're finally getting some sunlight on these burn pits that were in every single war. I'm glad the president made mention of it, because I talked to our friends at the Lake County Veterans Commission. They said a lot of men and women are coming back from our current battles in Iraq and Afghanistan with the burn pits, and they're having major medical challenges with cancers you don't even want to talk about, and which is impacting their mobility and their quality of life, which is horrible. And I hope our government does something. You know, we sent them over there to fight for our freedoms. We should protect them when they come back with health challenges due to the fact that we're burning stuff in an open pit. God knows what we're burning. So where do you come into play in regards to veterans, specifically for veterans?
So we work directly with the prosthetics department at some of the VAs around here. And I go in and I complete assessments to provide veterans with, you know, the correct products that they need for accessibility in their homes, so that they don't have to be reliant on a facility and things like that.
Stay in their home, quality of life.
Yes, absolutely quality of life.
Around their family, around their pets, around their kids, around their grandkids, all that
stuff. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I do see a lot of these veterans with these debilitative diseases, Parkinson's, sure. MS, things of that nature. A lot of them Vietnam veterans right now. So we see a ton of those veterans.
And you help them not only with designing their home to make it more safe and make it more accessible, but you also work on financing through the VA to pay for all those type of modifications that are needed.
Yeah, so Kristen, somebody that we work with, so she works directly with the VA. She works with Access,
okay.
Yep. And she works directly with the VA to kind of get these veterans in the right path on the, you know, to get this equipment and the financing through the VA.
Okay. Frank, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I'd like to actually talk about Wilbur. So when Amy goes out and visits visits veterans and assesses their home and talks to them, she always has her best friend with her.
Wilbur, my boy, my dog.
Okay.
Yeah, he comes with me everywhere I go.
Comfort dog?
Yeah, he is kind of a comfort dog. He does meet a lot of the veterans that I see because it's hard to miss him when I pull up in the driveway and he's
what
hanging
kind of
out
dog?
The window. He's a German Shepherd Golden Retriever mix that I adopted him.
Beautiful.
He's the best. He's wonderful. So and he comes to the office, he comes to our sales meetings. He meets clients, in the showroom, out in the field.
He will kiss you to death and rip your throat out in the same.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't like you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's the Golden and the Shepherd mix.
Yes.
And I get it.
And we pay him in cheese.
Smart. I'm sure he's well compensated.
Oh, yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'm sure with veterans, very proud,
mm-hmm.
very proud, very, very proud. There's always somebody worse than me. Don't worry about
it. I see a ton of that. You wouldn't believe it.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Right? There's somebody, I'm fine. Go to somebody else. I don't need it.
There's somebody else that needs it more every time.
The guy, the serviceman that won the chairlift.
Yep. I met with him.
The first
he
three.
Called me and was like, oh, somebody else might need this more than me. So go ahead and I'll pass on it.
On the chairlift that we gave away at the end of the year for the holiday time, you went through three servicemen who won. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What the first guy, somebody worse than me, give it to somebody else. Then the second, then the third guy. Finally, the fourth winner, right?
Yeah, Jerry and Peoria took it.
Jerry and Peoria took it because three other service members turned it down.
Well, that's why we like to work with veterans so much because that's their ideal and,
sure.
and they're just wonderful people to work with.
And it's awesome when you really get to help them out.
Yeah.
And the VA helps us, and Kristen's really good at it too. Kristen and Amy will really work together to just push this, the veteran to say, hey, you need this too. You deserve
sure.
it. We can go out there and help them out and it's fantastic.
We offer, I don't know, we offer a VA renovation loan. So if you need help with that, like if somebody really needs to have major reconstruction and they can't get financing, there is a little known product that not many lenders offer. It's a VA construction loan. So if you need to come in and the symptoms are getting worse, because I've got a guy right now served in Vietnam. He had his nose and ears worked on 5-6 times because they just his nose keeps deteriorating because of the Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast. I'm just telling you, this guy's face is falling off his body, and every time they try to rebuild it, he doesn't have the structure because of the crap we sprinkled on him while he was in the jungles of Vietnam. So that's just one case. If you've got somebody out there that's having severe mobility challenges because it's impacting their central nervous system,
mm-hmm.
they can't walk or they got to redo bathrooms because they need help transferring. I've seen it, right? It's horrible.
Yeah.
There's products out there. There are loan products for veterans, not just for you, but for all our listeners out there who are thinking, this is a great product to enable you to finance the work that you need to do. Instead of going into a facility, you could stay at home while changing your home around to make your home more accessible. Access, hello, great name,
mm-hmm.
For the veteran and their family to take care of them. Because it's a burden on the family to make sure that the veteran is safe when nobody's home, if they have to go to the bathroom or they have to take a shower, right?
Or so, if there's a fire and they have to get out the front door.
Sure. That's another major thing.
Yeah.
Sure. Way to bring the fire in. Great segue to Pete. Pete's like, yeah, fire. Let's talk about fire. Pete's like, yeah, I saw that $10 go under the table. So yeah, she got the fire in, Pete. So you owe her 20.
50.
50. Yeah, there you see. I like this lady. She's my type of lady. 312-981-7200. What else you want to talk about?
We're going to be, I'd love to talk about solutions. We got time right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, absolutely. So we had a WGN listener give us a call, and she had already had a couple of estimates from some remodelers to try and make her bathroom more accessible, and she was getting quotes upwards of $40,000 to $50,000. And she called us in, and we went out and assessed her home, and we were able to, kind of walk through her daily life, and she was looking for it for her husband, and she was having difficulties getting him on the toilet and into the bathroom, so or into the shower. So we were looking at we were able to come up with some solutions using grab bars and modifying the tub into a low-rise shower, and we were able to get it all taken care of for her for $9,200.
$9,200. And the competition's $40,000. The
competition was $40,000 to $50,000.
Now, did the competition have access to the same products as you have?
Well, it's just a remodeling a bathroom, so any general contractor has access to the same products we do.
So there's a special place in hell for contractors that do
yes.
that to experienced homeowners or mobility challenged homeowners because they have a mark on them and they think they could pick them off.
Well, it's not just contractors, right? But it's every industry. You have them in your industry. Josh has them in his industry, right? We all have, there are predators out there. It's just a fact. So really, really encourage all of our listeners to do your homework, get multiple, multiple assessments, and then come to a really logical solution of finding what's exactly right for you and your budget.
There's a special place near the fireplace in Hell for the call centers out there that call experienced homeowners and charge them $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in closing costs for reverse mortgages.
Right.
Okay. That's special right next to the fireplace. Okay. Right next to the wood supply for the fireplace.
And the gas can.
And the gas can. Right. It's wrong in so many ways. And I'm glad you guys are an option for our listeners to at least, like you said, call us up. Call up three or four other people. Bring it on.
Absolutely. Our assessments are free.
Stand on our own.
We'll get to a story later with Amy. And I mean, we're not there to sell you. We're there to help you.
Phone number?
630-616-6249.
Yep. You got it.
And your phone number?
My phone number?
Or no?
How about a website?
Come on, man.
All about access.com.
We're educating.
That media training.
I mean, I've never been here before.
Well, obviously.
What do you want
we couldn't
from
tell. 312-981-7200. Yeah. I'm sure you're going to hear from your uncle, too. You're doing a great job. 312-981-7200. Pete Marrero is going to be talking about fire coming up after the break. Also, I'd like to talk about mold as well. That was very interesting. 312 that we talked about during the break that I think our listeners would be fascinated with as well. 312-981-7200. Josh Herman sitting in the bullpen saying, when are we going to talk about HELOCs? I want to talk about HELOCs. Come on, let's get to HELOCs. We got 3 hours left. Relax. Stay in your lane.
I'm good.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Just got a text from MegaPros Joe. If anybody needs anything, have any home improvement question, Joe is on call. Jeremy had a family event today that he couldn't make it, so Joe is down in Mexico healing from his butt enhancement surgery and drinking a tequila because that's part of the protocol for butt enhancement surgery, Josh. 312-981-7, and he's nowhere near me to hit me in the chest, and I could talk freely until 2 weeks when he comes back. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Some person invited me, David, if you don't ride a motorcycle, you can ride on the back of mine.
I gotta work on the fist tapping thing.
No, you gotta work on the bike riding thing.
Now, that's not a pickup line.
That's nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds like a country song.
Sounds like the beginning of a very, very disastrous country song.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is the thank you letter that's going out by the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to everybody that generously donated. On behalf of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and the 19th Ward, we would like to thank you for your contribution, which was made during the recent Vestathon campaign. A Vestathon was generously hosted by WGN Radio and David with my last name with a K. Okay, so they spelled my last name KOCKBERG. I won't say it on the air because I enjoy coming down here every Saturday, but so I sent the text to Alderman O'Shea and his chief of staff. I'm like, what do we got to hit 500 grand in order for these guys to spell my last name correctly? So I'm sure you could pronounce it in your own head. My last name is Hochberg, but with a K, I'm sure there's a different meaning to it. But yes, Frank.
That was a great thing you did, David.
Well, thank you.
You raised a lot of money. That was really for a great cause.
Thank you. And we're not done yet. And thank you for your donation. So you'll hear your name coming up. I started 630 names, so thank you to the 630, and there's been more after, so thank you to all of our listeners. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky
Restoration Contractors, David. We specialize in property damage repairs, vehicle impacts, roof repair, commercial roof repair, and we are a national company, coast to coast, with local expertise, and we're out of Denver, Colorado area. 18 years in business. We have about 41 locations now, actually four in Illinois, Peoria, Bloomington, and Champaign, and of course Rolling Meadows. You've been to our building out there in Rolling Meadows.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your building, your facility in Rolling Meadows is an unbelievable facility that everybody who drives on I-90 has passed hundreds, if not thousands, of times. And you have a complete warehouse. You've got a smoke room. What's the smoke room where you...
Deodorization chambers. We have a fire line system where we do contents. You know, when folks have a fire, you don't realize this. A lot of times we go out there and we educate folks. I was on a fire yesterday, and this was an exterior fire. It was unfortunately, it was a cigarette burn, and then most of the kitchen was gone. But there's soot and smoke all throughout the house. So one of the first things you got to do beyond getting power back up, you got to get everything out of the house. You have to pack the house out, and that's what we do. It's one of our specialties, a full pack out. It's like a moving company where we show up, we document everything, package
inventory,
everything.
Right?
Correct. Take it to our facility, goes through a full system of deodorization, storage, and it stays there for the 4 to 6 months it takes or longer to restore the property.
Josh, you will not believe... They had a, on my tour, they had a library that had a fire. Okay. Well, what's in a library, right? A bunch of books. Hello, right? Even I know that. And the soot and the smoke got inside the pages of the books, which was amazing. And then they had, well, it's not amazing that the smoke and the soot got, but it was amazing that they had a before book and an after book. And you go through every page. And it's gone. It was like a brand new book. And that's what you do with everybody's belongings, with pictures.
Yep. And we can restore it, we're going to take it and we're going to bring it back to our building and do the right thing to get it back to the family, including things that may not be restorable, but maybe it's sentimental. We see flags. We talked about veterans. We see flags.
Sure.
We see wedding photos. We see things you can't just go to the store and purchase again. So a lot of quality care in that. It's people's stuff we're dealing with, you know, beyond the building.
What's going on with these fires? You said there was an uptick in fires.
I'll tell you what, November, December, and New Year's Day, I was on a fire in Des Plaines. And what it was a family burning wood, fireplace, neighbor at like 8 p.m. runs to the house, banging on the door, hey, half your roof's on fire.
They didn't even know.
And then we're called in to help pick up the pieces and restore and bring back that peace of mind. And it's a process. You know, you're going through your board up, you're going through the contents portion where you got to take everything out of the home, and then rebuilding, which is what we do best.
How common is that? Because during the wintertime, we get those calls. And I remember somebody called in and said, I'm a retired fire lieutenant, and I see that all the time because the chimneys are not cleaned out properly.
It's a maintenance thing. And it's you know, you'll be at a property 20-plus years, never have an issue, and it's just one of those one-off things. But we're getting dozens of calls during the winter season with that type of stuff. But a lot of electrical, too. A lot of, you know, you're plugging everything. Everything's plugged in. You're using all your plugs, and sometimes there's faulty electrical, things you got to keep your eye out. But that's why, you know, if you have a company like Blue Sky that understands how to navigate the insurance process, from communicating with the customer, communicating with the insurance carrier, and kind of working all together for the ultimate goal of restoring the property quickly and efficiently.
What portion of your business is working with the insurance company? That could be a major, major headache and roadblock because they're pushing on a pull door. They don't want to give you money and you're out there going.
Yeah, it's, you know, 80% plus. I mean, we're dealing with all major insurance carriers, small ones, big ones. And you know what? I would say that the insurance companies, if the coverage is there and you know your coverage, they want to afford you and take care of you. But you should know your coverage. I can't tell you how many times we go into situations where a pipe breaks in a basement. You call us up and you have limited coverage. You don't realize what you have. Some folks have, you know, great coverage where there's no, you know, it's just get us back to normal.
And if you say the wrong thing, it's going to cost you a lot more money. So you've got to position it well as well.
What's that M word we talked about? You know, mold. A lot of times, I think you had a situation years ago where you had some stuff going on in the basement. And if you go in and you file a claim and you're talking about, I have mold, you may not have coverage for that. So you're best to call a professional and kind of not to coach you up, but to basically say, hey, here's how we want to communicate this, because you didn't know this was happening. So unbeknownst to you, in the sump pump closet or in the pit, you know, you had a situation.
We got to take a quick break,
absolutely.
But I want to talk more about mold after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, phone number real quick if our listeners want to reach you.
800-266-5677, gobluesky.com.
Bob Kessler's all fired up in the newsroom. Andy's ready with sports. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. is open. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. Let's catch up on some texts real quickly before we throw it over to Pete from Blue Sky Restoration, which is what I said earlier. Not renovation, it was restoration. Do you need an appraisal for a HELOC, Josh?
Well, it depends on the situation. If they redid their house and they're looking for the greatest amount of value, then typically we'll start with the drive-by and move from there. If we need to move up and get a full appraisal, we definitely can give that, and there's no cost on that.
Stephen A. Leahy would say it depends. That's a proper legal term. 847, oh my God, I can only imagine Hochberg sitting on the trough, on the urinal trough at Wrigley Field, LOL. Yeah, it's kind of it's a talent. 309, I saw that. Thank you for the thank you and the sticker on the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation that they spelled my name wrong. Instead of an H, they used K. I'm sure you could verbalize that yourself. And then we'll get to a couple of other ones after the next break. 312-981-7200. I got to say this one. 630, would you please stop picking on the poor frog and think of something else as a metaphor, Bonnie? I have no idea what that means. I don't know what that person's drinking, but I would like to have one after the show. 312-981, because I haven't said one thing about a frog. So JC Restoration, we had a texter as well here that says, 847, are Blue Sky owners the same as previous business name, which was JC Restoration?
Yep.
You want to answer that?
We are now Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, and the way it is, two great companies merged, and we are now one firm, one team, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Okay. And you can find us on the web, GOBLUSKY.com. You can get more of the history on it. Find us on social as well. I know Candace Johnson, who's in the building, awesome media manager. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, at Go Blue Sky.
Let's talk about pipes, because you've gotten a ton of calls. Mm-hmm. We've got another 45 days left of this nonsense weather until I think we're out of the tunnel, if you will. You get to mid-April, it's hit or miss, but you know, the next 45 days, it's touch and go, right? I mean, it was, you know, talking 60s, and then they're talking a wintry mix next Saturday for the St. Paddy's Day parade downtown. So you're still getting a ton of calls for frozen pipes.
Frozen pipes, especially sprinkler heads, and a lot of it, not only is it frozen, but it's also maintenance. Like, I was at a home yesterday in Highland Park where just a piece of old plumbing underneath the bathroom vanity popped. And, you know, it's unfortunate, folks. You got to know where your shut-off valves are, because in this instance, that water ran for over an hour before the homeowner got home, the father got home. He was able to shut it off, make the repair. But now he's got a significant insurance claim. And so our response, we're on site within an hour. We do a full assessment. We have the meters, moisture meters, infrared cameras to kind of dial in what's needed. And more often than not, we're talking about removing carpet, removing vanities in the bathroom, removing drywall insulation, detail cleaning, and setting up drying equipment that'll run for several days before we can get to the repair, which is the big picture goal, which is bringing everything back.
So the story that you were telling, that we were talking about during the break, water pipe broke, call dad, dad runs home. Meantime, water's still running.
Yep.
General rule of thumb, learn where the water shutoff valves are in your home. I would think that should be a general shout out of knowledge here for all of our listeners.
Yes.
Is to know where the shutoff valve is. If it's above the shutoff valve, right? Okay, shut off the water, and you know it'll bleed itself. If it's below that, you got to shut the whole house down, and just cut the water, because you're just exponentially making the problem more challenging until dad gets home and he pulls the lever to shut the water off.
And if you don't know where they are, you can always have a plumber come in and kind of educate you on this, and maybe even install some of these shutoffs. You know, sometimes you need multiple shutoffs. But what happens if you're on vacation and you don't see that break? Well, when you come home, you're going to have a mold situation, which is another field that we're experts in with mold remediation.
And an indoor pool you didn't have prior to you leaving. And a major mess you're going to have to clean up. So let's talk about mold real quick. You've got a company that you're working with that comes in to test
mold. Yeah, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, we partner up with other builders. So about a month ago, we helped a larger builder here in Chicagoland area where they were putting up the subdivision. And next thing you know, they're starting to see discoloration on drywall ceiling. They've got a mold issue. And they had about 12 units where we had to go in, take out all this drywall. And when you're building, time is of the essence. You have to turn around and get it back.
Time is money.
To the owner, right? So we show up, we put up a plan to remediate. It took us about 14 business days, just a lot of demo. And then they brought in an industrial hygienist to basically test our work. And they were able to get a turnaround same day, which is key. So Blue Sky Restoration Contractor, we help with all that. We came in with a game plan. You know, can you get this done in a day? No, that's not realistic. It's going to be probably 2 weeks, and we're going to be able to turn this around for you. So as soon as you have your clearance letter, you can go right back to work. And again, you know, we're happy to help. We are national, but speaking of your Chicago audience, your listeners, David, we're here for you. And we're the same team going to that question. You know, our vice president here in Chicago, Steve Ross, he's a great man. He's a Chicago guy. He's got your back. Our senior vice president, Warner Cruz, with an awesome man, and he's pushing for his people and making sure we're all in the best position to succeed.
Phone number?
That would be 800-266-5677.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Special shout-out to Laura Lawshi, Sheila Kovanek, Kristen Calzante, Linda Balloway, Connie Lancaster, and Fran Hughes for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, who spelt my last name with, instead of an H, a K, which I cannot say on the radio. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Josh Herman from BMO Harris coming up after the break, not BMO Ferris, because your father's listening, and he's very critical, right? He's giving suggestions. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, if he's got something to say, tell him to get in the car, 303 East Wacker, and bring it on into the studio and then express his feelings in person.
He'll be here in 30.
I'm sure he will. He won't get past security. 312-981-7200. Josh Herman coming up next. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. 312-981-7200. That was a special shout out for Julie Hafner, owner of Studio Spin. I rode my 100th ride today. I got a sweatshirt and my picture.
Nice.
Got some free PR. I was doing good to about 32 minutes, and I blew out my blew out my leg muscle. What, my thigh muscle?
Oh, nice.
My quad.
So you're limping around?
Yeah. So I was 32 minutes in, I was killing it. Then the bike got me, went down hard. But I'm invincible because I'm a champion.
Exactly.
She wanted me to play that song, so there you go, Julie. You're very welcome. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Richard Kazeya, Catherine Feely Wilson, Barbara Vondras, Betty Morning, Carol Salnick, and Joyce Ann Parks, thanks for donating. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation helped us raise over $225,000 now to buy over 450 bulletproof vests for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department. Let's talk HELOCs.
Yes, sir.
Home equity line of credit. Pete was just talking about, you have a fire, you don't expect to have a fire, you're sitting there in emergency, they're going to be negotiating, lack of a better term, fighting's probably too strong, negotiating is a positive term. But while you're out, your house is burnt down, your clothes are burnt up. By the time you get a check, you got to live someplace, you got to go to a hotel, you got to go to a friend's, family, coworker's home, somewhere to live, right? You got a fee, you got to eat, you got all these expenses coming in. And what was your suggestion? It was a great suggestion.
You know, my suggestion is, always, if there's equity in the home, why not have an emergency fund to be able to tap into when you have those unknown expenses or opportunities come up? We've been talking about remodeling and, restoring a home, and those are great opportunities to tap into your home at a low interest rate, quick, convenient, you have it there when you need it.
I always say the best time to get a home equity line of credit is when you don't need it.
Yep.
So it's there for you when you never thought you would need it and probably can't get it. So I'm going to throw a scenario at you. Pete is at a home that had its roof burnt down and half the house burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
You now need a home equity line of credit. You call up Josh and like, Josh, I want a home equity line of credit. Great. Is there any type of damage? You've got to ask some basic questions, right? Any flood, fire, anything? I mean, there's a list of questions that you have to ask.
Correct.
For compliance reasons. Yeah, we had a fire last night. We got your name from Pete Marrero, and our house is burnt down, and we need a HELOC because we need some place to live and to pay for some expenses until the insurance kicks in. The odds of getting a HELOC after Pete's been to your house, boarding up your house and what's ever left of your house, after it's gone through a fire, zero to no chance in hell.
Pretty close.
Pretty close to on that range.
Because we're going off the value of the home. If there's no value, then there's...
Well, the value is severely diminished. Right.
We're basically going off the land then.
Correct.
That's pretty much what we're going off to. So if there's a first mortgage, then we're pretty much tapped out. And that's why we want to do it beforehand.
Before.
Exactly.
Before. The best time to take out a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit and you're in the strongest position to secure the line of credit, so it's available for you when you need the line of credit, when you never thought you would need the line of credit, but you would have trouble securing it because you've had a fire, lost your job, or had a death in the family. Frank, you want to add something?
Yeah, so Josh, if somebody takes out a HELOC, do they have to spend the money?
No. It sits there as an emergency account,
and
basically.
Is there a penalty for not using it?
Nope, not with BMO.
You pay interest on the money when you take it out of the home equity line of credit. It's a checkbook against your home. It's live rounds for emergency reasons.
And then when you pay it back, is that deductible, the interest on that?
Oh, you could thank Congress for that.
Yeah, thanks, Congress.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Thanks for the softball. Now you got all the now way to make it political. No, it used to be tax deductible, but it's no longer tax deductible unless you use it for before a certain time period, right? If you had it taken out before the grandfathered or something.
Yeah, like there are certain provisions on that. Definitely talk to your CPA and accountant on that.
We're not touching that.
Right, we're not touching that. But and the same thing goes for the business as well. You know, I specialize in business lending, and there's a number of businesses out there that I've run into in the past that, oh, we're good. We have $500,000 in the bank, and then COVID hit, and now they're coming to me and going, we're negative.
07-08 hit.
Yeah.
And banks froze. How many business owners 07-08 when that whole catastrophe, when the mortgage meltdown happened, and they used their homes to finance their businesses, and then the banks froze their line of credits.
Yep.
And made it just exponentially made the problem worse.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Business owners couldn't get the liquidity in their homes to finance their businesses.
Yeah. We are specialists in both home equity lending and business lending, and we have some of the best products I've seen in the market by far.
So let's talk about the HELOC. The start rate, the teaser rate's like 2.5%. Qualify.
Yeah, you have to qualify depending on your LTV.
Loan to value.
Yeah, loan to value. We're running a few specials right now. I don't want to spit them out there because you'd be talking about disclosures for the next hour.
Yeah, I get it.
But there are some fantastic. I'm applying for ours. Right. I know others are as well.
How about this? Start rates under two, under three for those that qualify.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Does it cost anything? Is there an investment to apply for home equity line of credit?
There is no investment there's no cost for doing it if it's your primary residence. If it's an investment property, depending on what state it is, could be, you know, in the range of $500-$600 roughly. But overall, most clients, there's no cost in doing it other than there's a $75 a year annual fee that's waived for the first year.
Okay.
No appraisal fees, no closing cost. It's as simple as it gets. There, we send you an online link. You can upload all your documents in there, or one of my colleagues on my team can assist and walk you through the process. We try to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Could you please tell your father, Rich, to stop texting us, please?
But his name is Rick.
Didn't we talk about this?
I know that. That's why I'm calling him Rich, to make him upset, to get him all fired up. You work all over Illinois, and if BMO has in all 50 states, or does BMO have to have a footprint in the state?
Anywhere that there's a BMO Harris Bank in any state that there's a BMO Harris Bank, we can work in.
And how many states don't have a BMO footprint? There's not many.
Yeah, 20-ish.
20-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, why is this important? We have a lot of our listeners that relocate to other areas.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're buying, and this is important,
mm-hmm.
I always recommend you take out a line of credit, right? Especially if you plan on moving in the future,
yep.
That you could use in all 50 states.
Exactly.
Okay, if you have an Illinois home, you take out your line of credit, you move to a state, any of the state, anywhere. You could use the money for whatever you want.
Right.
Okay, but if you want to go buy another home in this competitive housing market, Cash is king.
Great point. Great point. Exactly. If you had a home equity loan or line of credit and you're buying a house, you can use that those funds to put down and give you a stronger advantage over someone coming in with 10 grand. Now you're coming in with 100 grand.
Or buy the house for cash.
Exactly. Or buy the house for cash and then refinance it once you move.
Or sell, or when you sell your current home that you're borrowing the money against, there's no loan. It's
exactly.
gone.
It's a competitive advantage. That's really what it is.
It's hugely competitive advantage.
Absolutely.
I want to talk to you about, because that first caller still irked me, okay, Mr. Yeah, you know, all those black people and those brown people and those yellow people got a special deal than those white people in Saginaw. Listen, that still frosts me, and that was an hour and a half ago, okay? I want to talk about what we're doing. I've got a meeting with Gerald Lewis, yep. who oversees operations in the
regional president.
Your regional president.
Yeah, he handles the whole North Shore.
Regional president.
Yeah, exactly. Only the best for you.
This guy... The neatest eater I've ever seen. He had a double bacon cheeseburger with fries. I'm eating my kale salad. He cares about me. So he's eating double bacon cheeseburger with the chocolate milkshake. It looked delicious. Not a drop. This guy, a white shirt, he's a banker. White shirt, red tie, power red tie. Not a drop. I would just take the double cheeseburger, Frank, and just throw it on me at the beginning of the meal. Just get it over with.
I'd have to just wear a bib.
I would. I usually do, but I would still get it. It would go through the bib and find its way. That's why I bring two shirts to lunch. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The kale salad at Wildfire is delicious. But I'm just saying, the bacon double cheeseburger that Gerald was slamming down, not an ounce on him, which is impossible if you're eating. And he was going at the burger pretty hard. I've never seen a man go at a burger that hard. But I want to talk about what we're doing, giving back to the community, to the black and brown community, because yep. that guy in Saginaw just got me all fired up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, special shout out to your father, Rich.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 815. I got married on St. Patrick's Day in 1995, and it was 70 degrees. There you go. That just tells you. You don't know what you're going to get. 70 degrees. There's a wintry mix next weekend is what they're predicting. Thanks, Bob. 312 in the newsroom. It's your fault. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 773. There's knowing where the water cutoff is and doing the periodic check of the valve to make sure it hasn't frozen when you need to turn off the water valve. Anita and Beverly, how about that? That's great advice mm-hmm. from Anita and Beverly. Beverly, thank you, Anita. That's awesome. 312-981-7200. Josh, one of the big pushes that we're doing this year with BMO Harris, Team Hochberg and BMO, is getting out to black and brown and underserved communities to bring financial literacy and financial education to those communities.
Correct.
I reached out to Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter, who has a radio show on another station, and she connected me with Stephen Thurston, that Gerald Lewis and I are going out. He runs one of the largest churches on the southeast side of Chicago, right off of the Bishop Ford, 115th Street. It's a gigantic church. Mm-hmm. We're having lunch with him on Thursday. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because that guy in Saginaw frosted me, and I'm still upset about that, because it doesn't matter what color skin you have or where you're born, or credit's got nothing to do with that. Right? Doesn't you're a white guy from Northbrook and you're Jewish and circumcised on the eighth day because the old book says that? Oh, you get 40 more points. No, it's got nothing to do with it. If I don't make my credit card payments or miss a couple of mortgage payments or blow off my car loan, I'll have a 500 credit score.
Exactly.
It's got nothing to do with any of that.
No, not at all. We don't look at any of that. Actually, we try to help as much as we can the underserved
communities. You've got programs.
We put in $5 billion into this program to help business owners and on the personal side, the retail side as well, for situations just like that. If their credit scores are a little bit off mark and they need some assistance, or their business is having issues and they're looking for a small working capital capital line of credit, where they're helping them. And we want to see them succeed, and we're doing everything we can, coming from providing products to education and literacy and understanding funding. And funding. And that's something that BMO is really stepped up to the plate on, and I'm really proud to see that.
Here's what we're doing. Here's the goal. 25% of Cook County is a brownfield. What's a brownfield? It's a field where there used to be a factory where there's nothing there.
Yep.
Okay? It is unused real estate, which is an unbelievable opportunity, is what I look at it as. Okay? So we're going to go to these communities, and starting with Pastor Stephen Thurston, right? Got a pretty big church, and his father, Elijah, ran with Martin Luther King, all right? So it runs deep with this pastor, okay? Very well-respected here in Chicago, very well-respected down in Georgia. He's got a church down there as well, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to go to these communities. We're going to educate. And again, if you're a religious organization or a business and you want financial literacy for your parishioners or your company, free of charge. You let me know where you want me, I'll be there. Okay? So we're going into these communities. Let's say we have however many people within that church or parish, or it's Baptist, it's the New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church. And you know I love Baptists because I got Baptist blood in me. I'm a singer and I'm a dancer and I praise the Lord. Okay? So I'm going to go with BMO. We're going to educate. We're gonna educate. We're gonna build a foundation for the members of these communities. We're gonna teach them about credit. We're gonna teach them about down payment. BMO's coming in through the Community Reinvestment Act (CRA).
Yep.
You're gonna fund the project. Yep. We're gonna find a pig meaning a piece of property that's been dilapidated. We're gonna go to the unions. We're going to like, hey, let's use this pig, put a little perfume on there, the BMO money. We're going to turn it into a prince or princess.
Yep.
Then we're going to take some of the people that we've, part of the church that we've educated, to buy that property.
Yep.
And we're going to put a family in that property that was once a pig and just a blight on the community. We're going to fix it up. The unions are going to come in, use it as a training exercise, give people jobs within those communities. BMO money is going to fund it. And then we're going to put some of the people within the church that live in that community in that house, and we're going to change this town. Listen, both political parties in this state, a bunch of jackasses. Okay, they've done nothing for the past 40 years, 50 years,
nope,
but talk.
Yep.
Not out of their mouths, out of the other side of their body. They've done nothing.
Let's come up with real solutions.
We're going to fix it.
That's what we're about. It's all about that.
They suck in Springfield, okay? And they and all the way down here in Chicago, you talk the talk, you don't do anything. We're going to go into these communities. We're having lunch Thursday.
Yep.
Kate Gerald's going to pay for it because you guys got a little more money than me, and I'm going to order dessert, take it home, and just give it to somebody on the street because it's BMO money, and you guys are buying lunch. So
I'm
going to buy dinner too and give it to somebody on the street. So, but that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to go in, and if they need access and they need mobility equipment, we're going to call you guys up. Right. If we need mold remediation, we're going to call Blue Sky.
Exactly. We work as a team, and that's what we're going to do. We're actually one of the largest church and synagogue and nonprofit lenders out there. Most banks shy away from that. I've helped construction projects on a number of different churches throughout the city, in all different neighborhoods, and most banks don't look at that, and we are, and it's just it's amazing on how BMO is really stepping up and helping the CRA community and really getting out there and getting work done. Exactly what you're saying.
We're going to go to Austin, Representative LaShawn Ford. Yep. Okay, help raise $750,000 with I think it was over 700,000 with the SCORE to build a food store, a grocery store, also known as a grocery store. I know, there's your father again, Rich. It's a grocery store, idiot. Even I know that. In Austin,
Yep. Walk
around Austin. There's dilapidated homes all over the place. We're going to go to Gresham. We're going to go to Englewood.
Yep.
We're going to go to South Shore. We're going to pick these things off from the Cook County Land Bank for $1, and we're going to turn these pigs into princesses, and we're going to turn the city around one neighborhood at a time. I'm tired of these elected officials. We're going to do this. You haven't done squat.
I actually just recently looked at, because I was asked a CRA question, and I looked at the last 3 months.
Community Reinvestment Act, which big banks and lenders have to reinvest within the community. I wanted...
No, absolutely. I appreciate you putting that out there. But as you know, I looked at what I did in the last 3 months, and 75% of my loans were to CRA.
Good.
Which, and I'm up in the North Shore. So right. It's, I mean, this is what we're focusing on, is really truly helping clients out there and helping businesses and on the personal side in all avenues. And it's just, I want to educate the clients and I want to help them get in a better position.
And you know what?
That's why I love what I do.
And you know what? That guy in Saginaw that still got me fired up. I'll tell you what, when we turn the 25% of Cook County into 5% of brownfields in Cook County, it's good for you up there in Saginaw.
Exactly.
Okay?
It helps everybody.
It's good for everybody.
Yeah.
So step down and pay $450 for your appraisal, for God's sakes. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Colleen and Downer's got something nice to say about access. She's been waiting for an awfully long time, so thank you very much. 312-981-7200. This is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Still have a lot of questions coming in about pipe breaking that we've got to get to as well. And yes, we do. We are licensed in 35 states, and Wisconsin is one of the states if you would like us to help you secure a mortgage up in Wisconsin. 312, actually, all the surrounding states of the great state of Illinois, we are licensed in. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What?
What's that? Dip, dip,
some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp. What is it? Some.
Sump.
Pit. Sump.
Sump. Pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Know what you're thinking, Frank. I master the English language, and
I would never call you that.
Because I have challenges. 312-981-7200. Thank you to Steve Calibert, Marion Clark, Marilyn Zilka, Mary Ellen Tayro, Betty Sloan, Lori Gibson for donating to the Vestathon. You could go to cpdvest.com if you haven't donated yet. We'd like to donate more. The website is still open. We have Colleen and Downers with a comment about access. How are you, Colleen?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
This call is for Pete, the restoration person.
Oh, sorry.
I need to know. I walked in 2 days ago to upstairs flooding. They had traveled all the way down to several rooms in my downstairs. And I'd just like to know, like, the first steps on what I need to do to start taking care of this issue.
Water has a tendency to do that. If a pipe breaks upstairs, it has a very, very high percentage rate of finding its way
to run down.
Yeah, finding its way downstairs.
Colleen, thank you for the call. Yeah, water's going to find the path of least resistance. That's what we say. So, a couple things. I hope you've done some cleaning. You know, you want to be proactive. You want to, you know, get rags down, mop up, maybe shop vac as much water as you can. And mm-hmm. if you have water from the second level down to the first floor, maybe the basement, you may want to reach out to your insurance agent or broker just to put them on notice. Hey, this situation happened. You know, I'm not sure what to do. And more than likely, they'll connect you with a restoration contractor such as Blue Sky Restoration. What we do, mm-hmm. we have project coordinators that are prepared to respond, to go out to your property. If you're in Downers Grove, you know, and you have availability, we'd love to come out maybe even today, because we have the tools that you need that you don't have at home, the infrared cameras, the moisture meters, the moisture sensors, yeah. and we can kind of map out, you know, this is what you have, this is what we need to do. We can also present options of what you can do to help yourself, but sometimes if it's big, where you have carpeting, hardwood flooring, maybe tile, vanity, and you know, it ends up being
a claim.
Yeah, we have
it all.
Yeah, well, that, you may have a claim, like I said, and then you got to look at your deductible and look into your coverage.
Would you say that time is going against Colleen, or time is her friend?
Yeah, time is of the essence, so you have maybe another day or so, and you know, maybe when we go offline, we can get your information. We'd love to come out and give you a professional assessment. There's no charge to come out. And
you
again,
maybe today then?
Absolutely, absolutely. Downers Grove, sure. I've got a couple appointments today. We can certainly make it happen for you.
Here's the important thing, Colleen. Yeah, Colleen, here's the important thing. And this is not just for you, for other listeners. When you have a water challenge and a water event, you do not want to be sitting around twiddling your thumbs, worrying about, you know, what you know, should I wait? Is it going to stop? I'll give you an example. I had a pipe break in my home in an investment property that once was where my current home is. I called Joe Hogle up, right? I'm like, hey, Joe, get out here. I called you guys up. You guys came out, you know, cleaned it up, and Joe helped mm-hmm. me fix it. I had a piece of ice go through the line, and my ice line, the water line to my ice maker popped, and my entire kitchen and basement were flooded. Okay? It was fine.
Oh my.
It was fine the night before. I went over to clean up because I was going to show it to rent it. I got there. I heard squish as soon as I walked in. I felt that before. That's not a good feeling when you squish on the carpet. And I'm like, here we go again. I've had pipes break on me four times.
Wow.
It is the worst feeling in the world. So that's why I'm not invited to anybody's home.
Yeah. Yeah. Colleen, thanks for the call. Take our number down, and we'll certainly we'll get out there. 800-266-5677.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Okay. Hang on, Colleen. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, your choice, 312-981-7200. Sean calling back. Sean called earlier, has a question about veteran services that Access offers. Hey, Sean, thanks for your service, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing? Thank you. Yeah, I was just calling, you know, first off, I love that Amy brings her dog. What's the dog's? Woody is the dog's name?
Well, I call him Woody, but his name is Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just asking, I wanted to ask you, do we have to fill anything out to have you guys come out for veteran work, or what do we got to do there? I'd love to see Woody.
Well, so there's a process involved. So you would have to see your doctor at the VA to see if you qualify for any of the benefits that they provide to cover these services. But also, you know, we do help veterans with, you know, basic equipment, stair lifts. We do have some stair lifts that are... you know, that we keep aside that are used for veteran purposes.
That are donated by others.
That are donated, yeah, so that we can provide them at a discount.
All right, nice. And you come out? You come with Wilbur? You guys?
This guy wants to meet you. I think he's got nothing going on, you know, medically challenging. He wants to meet you and your dog.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Pretty much. Wilbur comes with me wherever I go.
Am I wrong? Is that a bad thing?
I'm not saying anything. Her father, Rich, is listening. I don't need that aggravation. What town are you calling from, Sean?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, well, you might want to get police protection. But that's fine, Sean. We've got... I could hook you up with that. No, what branch did you serve in?
I was in the Navy.
Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate your service.
Sure.
But hang tight, we'll get your information so Amy can follow up and her dog can follow up after the show. Hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200. 2 minutes before the break. Josh Marilyn, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You have a question for Josh?
I do. I had applied for a HELOC through BMO last year, and I was denied because they told me I didn't qualify because I had contributed 26% of my salary to my 401k. And so I was just, is that correct? You look at qualification after 401k contributions because my home is paid off. I have zero debt, and my FICO score is like 840.
Sounds like you need to dive a little deeper into this one, Josh.
Yes.
It's tough to answer it in the question a minute before the break.
It is, but I could go as fast as possible. It's basically off your debt to income. So you need to show the bank that you're able to support whatever your request is, and as long as there's enough cash flow in to support that request, plus give a little bit extra for an emergency, that's kind of how we look at approving a deal. So if you take a percentage of your cash away and put it in another vehicle or another product, like the 401k, then it's not available to help you service a debt. And that's pretty much regards to anything, you know, purchasing cars and how much other debt is out there. It will take away from your available cash to support whatever you're asking for.
Josh, we'll call you after the show, Marilyn. We'll dive a little deeper. We got to take a quick break for news, traffic, and weather. 630 broken pipes have nothing to do with why you're not invited to people's houses. So I want to thank you for pointing that out. I've got double therapy session after that text. Thank you. You're right. I've got issues, but I'm a good time when I'm there. You can't get rid of me. Maybe that's why I'm not invited. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com. David.com. What about Pastor Corey? He needs building on the roof for 100 days. Listen, I've offered Pastor Brooks, I know Pastor Brooks, financial literacy training for his community. If he wants to take me up on it, Pastor Brooks knows my phone number, okay? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. This is great, Pete. Ready for this? 630. In the 80s, our hot water hose on the washer burst when we were not home. So I would think that is the pipe burst. I think the pipes are smart enough to wait for people not to be home to burst.
That's right? How it works.
Because most of the time, it's not like...
More often than not.
More often than not. The one time it burst, I was sleeping and my water pipe burst in the middle of winter. We talked about it on the show and I lived at 2800 Lakeshore Drive. Every year since, one of my husband's birthday gift is a hot water hose. So it never happens to us again, which is genius if you think about it. 312-981-7200. But the pipes break when people, most of the time.
And you want to keep that broken piece if you're going through insurance. This is true. When you have a plumber come out to fix the piece, they usually cut out a piece of copper. You see the split. Keep it for insurance. It's evidence, right? And then some folks just go ahead and frame it and put it on a wall so they remember.
312-981-7200. Yeah, of the disastrous thing that they had.
Kind of like Rich's head,
it's a
right?
Tree ornament.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like Rich Dykstra, this sick bastard. He had two hips replaced. Okay, and somehow he broke into the hip replacement room where they keep all the replaced hips because there's a special room on the south side where he got his. I won't name the hospital. His wife broke in, picked the lock, got his hip. The bone. He's not right, Rich Dykstra, in so many ways, and this is one of them. he took the hip home, boiled it in water he's just not right. He boiled it and then made a pen holder out of it. Okay? And I said number
you're
one
say he made soup.
maybe knowing Rich.
Bone broth.
Bone soup. Dykstra bone soup. I just want to know if he destroyed the pot that he boiled his bones in. 312-981-7200. Here's one for you, Josh. My Visa bill shows a credit score. You're gonna love this. I love
credit questions.
This is great. Okay, I've got people at 480 and 500 trying to get up to 640 so they could do something. Here we go. My credit score used to be in the low 800s for months. The last 2 months, it's showing 783. What would cause that? Nothing has changed. No new loans, bills paid on time, etc. Thanks for your Saturday morning show. So this listener's credit went from 800 to 783, which is still in the upper one-half of one-tenth of one-fifth of 1% of all credit borrowers. If you start with anything above 740, you're in no man's land of greatness.
Yep.
So you dropped 17 points and having a little challenge with that. What would your recommendation be for that listener?
It was a change in your total usage. That's my guess. A 17-point drop would be, that's minimal.
It has zero impact on anything. You go from 800 to 783.
Yeah, it's
do not lose any sleep over.
Right. Your AAA credit, if you're over 720, pretty much, you're pretty good.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I have a little device that sits on my basement floor and will send me a message if water is detected on the floor. Love your show. Wish you were on every day. Well, I agree with that statement. But
I've seen those. Those are great, and it will alert you, and you should have a plan in place.
Those called?
I don't have the exact name of what it's called. I don't have the exact. I don't know. Maybe there's multiple. I know they're sensors.
Water touches it, it automatically connects the two pieces together and it sends an alert out. I've seen that a lot on like alarm home alarm systems and stuff. The wireless devices now.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Hey, maybe quit complaining about what they're doing downstate. And maybe do something about it yourself and run for office. Here, I'm not complaining about what they're doing downstate because they don't do anything downstate except move their lips and not do much, okay? And I'm doing something about it. We're having lunch with Pastor Stephen Thurston from the New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church at 115th and the Bishop Ford. We're going to go in and turn these things around.
Yeah, we do stuff about it, and that's the difference.
Right, and why don't I run for office? It's very simple. I would never pass the background check. That's a damn well-known fact. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I live in Midlothian, need a stair lift. Will you come out? How much? Hang on, 81. It's broken text. Will you come out to my house, and how much is an evaluation, is what they're trying to say. 815, what, go ahead.
Evaluations are free. So, yeah, absolutely. We would come out, take a look, let you know what you need, give you a price, and go from there.
So it's just like Pete's going out to Downers to help that lady. Yep. Was it Downers or Lombard? Mm-hmm. It's closed.
Downers.
Mm-hmm. 24-hour service, you know, emergency service. They go out, do a free evaluation, a free estimate. You guys offer free estimates.
Same thing.
Josh, you don't charge anybody for coming in to ask for a question about a bank loan or a business loan.
You can apply for home equity for free, too.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's somebody finally interested in my health, okay? About time. It'd take an hour and a half into the show. Somebody's sending in a text about my health. Please tell David to please calm down. Also, please check his blood pressure before he strokes. Okay? Strokes out. So I appreciate that. See? With a big heart, love the show. So whoever that is, very nice. Nobody else cares except this person. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 847, Josh, here's a good one. HELOC versus a reverse mortgage.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll let you step on that landmine first, and then I'll pick up the pieces on the other side.
You know, that's a tough one. I'm not, I'm familiar with reverse mortgages, but I don't know what all the fees are. You're the expert on that.
Sure.
My interpretation is, you know, we can go up to 85%. So if there's basically no fees on our end if it's owner-occupied primary residence.
If you qualify.
If you qualify, it makes perfect sense.
On a fixed income, it's right. Challenging to qualify.
Yes.
And a lot of listeners don't qualify because for a large enough line of credit to satisfy their needs.
Correct.
And we'll get, that's called the tease, because I'm going to have to hit a break here. Hey, Benny, put down the beer. We got to go to our break. Brian Tobin, Deborah Turner Blum, Jennifer Marzuski, Frank Gauz, Marianne Karowski, and Patty Skirch. Thank you for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for our Vest-a-thon. We're going to come back on the other side of that, talk more. 312-981-7200. Ton of text messages here. David, just remember that many Baptists don't drink any alcohol, so you are sure. Are you sure you are a Baptist? I am a Baptist 100% of the time, except on vacation. When I go with the margaritas, they're delicious. 312-981-7200, or when I'm driving home. I'm only kidding. I don't drink. Just on vacation. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with the other side of the reverse mortgage conversation versus the HELOC conversation and more of your texts and calls. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landing.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you
on
know
John
I was on John Records Landing? I don't know if I told you.
You know how
not.
Many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was
show,
on with John
wow,
Records
you guys
Landecker.
Are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No idea.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Janelle Iacchino. From Rose Pest Solution, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I got a text message. I got an email here from Donna. Can you talk about if it's safe to sell and move during this administration and Ukraine war? Husband states the government will take our home away and demand full loan payment. I think he's crazy. Thanks. Josh, you want to take this one? I agree with Donna. I agree with Donna. Her
not that I've heard.
Yeah, I would like to know where her husband, Donna's husband's getting his news from. And maybe, like, not... What the hell's going on here? First of all, the government's got more problems to worry about than coming and taking your home. Second of all, what's going on in Ukraine is horrible, and that's been 10 days ago, and the economy here in the United States has been functioning properly, even though the people in Ukraine are getting bombed on, which is ridiculous. And you know, our prayers, our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to the men and women of Ukraine descent, and prayers to those fighters that are standing there fighting the Russians that are trying to kill them. But all this nonsense, the government's not going to come and take your, this administration or any administration is not going to come and take your home. And it's got nothing to do with the Ukraine war. So tell your husband, Donna, to stop watching whatever he's watching or listening to whatever he's listening to, because he's a little nuts. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So here, home equity line versus reverse mortgage. Home equity line of credit, no closing costs.
Yep.
Basically no closing costs based upon your current income.
Correct.
So you're limited on what you could take out.
Yep.
Based upon what you could pay back. You have to make a payment on it every single month. And what some our listeners do is use the HELOC availability to make the HELOC payment, right? Which
correct.
Is basically what a reverse mortgage is.
And the home equity is typically your interest only.
It's an interest only payment that fluctuates with rates.
Correct.
But once it runs out, you have to do something. So if you're able to get $50,000 and you don't have any money coming in to cover the payment, you got problems and you'll get foreclosed on. Potentially. Reverse mortgage, on the other hand, it's based upon your age. The older you are, the more money you get. You gain access to, as long as you show ability to repay, okay, you could get up to 60% or up to 75% of the value of your home. The older you are, the more money you get, okay? The great thing is you don't have a payment tied to it like the HELOC.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that if you can't make the payment, they won't throw you out, okay, because they can't foreclose on you as long as you're making the tax payment and the insurance payment. And yes, the closing costs are a lot more expensive, a lot more. The investment to secure a reverse mortgage is higher than a home equity line of credit. But you typically would qualify for more based upon your age. And if you have credit challenges, there's a there's called a LISA, life expectancy set aside, that they could set the taxes and insurance away until you're 100 years old. And you could live in your home tax-free because the money that you take out of the home equity line of credit is tax-free money. So there you go. And so is a HELOC. It's tax-free money. So that's the risk-reward. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You guys do board-up services, too. A listener, 630, texted in. They were not aware that you did board-up services, number one, so let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they would like to know how far south, how far north, and how far east you will go.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have multiple locations throughout Chicagoland. So, and we'll go all the way up towards Gurnee, up towards Wisconsin, down towards Indiana, Dalton. We're out at Calumet City, but we are seeing a lot of vehicle impacts. I just a few weeks ago, there was an accident at an intersection where a truck, a service truck, a van, really, it ricocheted, went right into a home. Thankfully, no one was harmed, but it hit a child's bedroom, and there's trauma there now. The homeowner is like, Pete, you got to help us out. We've got insurance. They went through the process, and we often go there, not representing them, but actually being the contractor that can speak to the insurance adjuster, because the homeowner is a no, right? And then, you know, I felt for that family. So we secured the property, and we're going through the process of obtaining insurance. And the negotiation thing, usually we'll work with the insurance folks. They'll create a preliminary estimate, and then we'll have our experts go in there and vet it out and make sure that everything is there.
Right.
And it's not final, because then you get into the work, opening up more mm-hmm. drywall, plaster. You might see some framing structural issues. So it is a big deal, and we help folks A to Z there, from the board up all the way through putting it back together.
All right. It's my daughter's was my daughter's birthday on March 1st. Lindsay Jo Hochberg, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you doing okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome am I as a father? 1 being great, 10 being awesome. Go.
2.
2? All right. Still got a lot of work. Told you. She's busting my chops every chance she gets. All right. Time to sing Lindsay Jo. Happy birthday. 17 years old. Amy, are you ready?
I guess.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lindsay Jo Hochberg. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Did that right? You're welcome, amiga. Is that right, Pete?
Iha.
Iha. Well, you're very welcome. Iha. Iha. Okay, I don't know what that means, but eeha. All right, Lynn. Love you, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Byron, how are you?
Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Byron. Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son. How's your granddaughter?
Granddaughter Cora is doing good. 1 month old today.
Mazel tov.
Congrats.
Yeah, she's doing good.
When are we getting Sarah back in here? When are we getting Sarah back in?
Sarah's coming, I think, next month, first Saturday in April, I think, and she'll be on. I'll be probably holding Cora. She's on, but she'll be back in the chair, I think, the first Saturday of April.
All right, what's your question? We got 15 seconds before the break.
I just got to give her a quick shout-out to Josh for BMO Harris. And I called 2 months ago. We started a process with our business on a line of credit and so on. And now we did the deals done, closed, it worked. And I just want to shout out to all the small businesses that BMO Harris with Josh made it work. And I'm one for the fact that it got done. Where my bank that I was with for 6 years could not help me at all. Josh came in and they helped us as a small business owner, which we are. To all the other small businesses out there listening to him, please contact Josh because he's for real. BMO Harris, and my shout out to Josh was thank you very much. It was great.
What was the name of the bank that screwed you over there, Byron? I'm only kidding. 312-981. I put him on hold. I don't want to go
thanks,
there.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm always happy to help, man.
Byron, I got to hit a break, bud. 312-981, thanks for sharing that story. Send my best to Sarah, your family, and your granddaughter.
Yep.
Sarah gave birth to a healthy baby girl. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And Lindsay selected the wood floor cleaner. So, Igor, send me a big bottle.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, Joe Brand, can you please give us an update on the pitching matchups for today for the Cubs?
Can we just be mature about this?
No, I can't. I heard it, and I missed it at the beginning of the show. I just want to hear the pitching matchups. Joe Brand.
Chris Bubich.
Okay, Chris Bubich. 312-981-7200. It's the 13-year-old. It keeps me long here, Tommy. It keeps me young.
You are the oldest 13-year-old I know.
And the biggest.
And the biggest. And the most immature.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Joe Brand is in here getting ready for Blackhawks hockey. That's why we have an extra half hour. So stay tuned after the show for Joe Brand's pregame. He does a tremendous job with the Blackhawks pre- and postgame show and during the different periods, the interviews during the periods. What's the best manufacturer for a stair lift? I'm looking into options for my father and would like some general information on different manufacturers that Access offers. I would have to think like a car or any type of mechanical device. Manufacturers mean a lot with warranties and the gears and the type of materials they use on the stair lift, because you don't want to put, like, Amy's father, who weighs 350 pounds, Rich, on a stair lift and try to schlep him up and down the stairs, and then it falls apart because the guts aren't really good.
Yeah, the important thing with a manufacturer is you want one that is going to back it up with a warranty. I mean, that is the biggest thing. But unlike a car, we're actually assembling this in your home. So a stair lift is only as good as the installer that cuts it to the right size and puts all the pieces together the right way. So we represent Saveria and Bruno. Those are our two big ones. They both are very, very good products, and they stand behind anything that goes wrong. But again, it's really, if you're getting a stair lift, you really need to talk to the person that's out at your home about who's putting this in, what their licenses are, what their credentials are, and what the service is going to be, not just at the time of installation, but for the next 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years that you have this, because, again, like any other mechanical device, it's going to need maintenance. It's going to need work.
Service.
It's going to need service. So you need a company that's going to stand behind it. And that's the one thing at Access that I'm very proud of, is the way that our team stands behind the product.
Do you have warranties? Like, I know Dykstra's got the clean and check every year. Some type of yearly maintenance that somebody comes out and greases bearings or...
We absolutely have those programs available for our clients.
You're impressive. I know that I even know that bearings...
I was impressive that you mastered that, such a, you know, a large word like bearing.
Bearings! You need a grease gun.
Yep.
Bearings. 312-981-7200. It begins with a B. 312-981-7200. Josh, for you. I just paid off my 30-year fixed mortgage on a small two-bedroom ranch. I want to do some modest projects like kitchen remodeling, sanding the floors, painting, but I'm not in a hurry. Okay? I have no other debt and work full-time. What kind of loan would be best? A HELOC? Should I borrow a big lump sum for all the things I want to do, or borrow a specific amount for each project? Thank you, MJ. That's a great question.
Great question. So our home equity product, actually, you can lock it in. So let's say, for example, you're going to do your kitchen, it's $20,000, and you're going to do another bathroom, it's $10,000, and you know those projects are slightly staggered out. What you can do is you can do all those projects, let's say, over a six-month period, and then at the end, you could lock in that portion that you used into a fixed loan, and the remaining can stay into a open line of credit for emergency purposes or whatever other needs you may have in the future. So it's the best of both worlds.
So I would recommend 100% spot on answer there. So thank you for that. My recommendation would be if the home is worth 300, 400, 500, 200, take out the max that you could qualify for.
Always.
At the lowest rate. Yep. So if this texter only needed 40 to 60 grand to do all this work, but they live in a $400,000 home, pick a number.
Yeah.
And 80% of 400 is 320. I know Amy's like, wow, he's really good with math. A second grade. So, and you qualify for 320, but you only need 40. Take out the 320 because you qualify for it because you only pay interest on what, Josh?
What you use.
So if you have a line of credit on a $400,000 house, it's 320, or a $300,000 house, right, that's $180,000, and you only need 40 or 20 or 30 to do all the work, you still have access to additional liquidity in your home for, God forbid, there's an emergency. We talked about it just on the show.
Yep.
You get some type of mobility challenge, and you have to invest 10 to 20 to 30 thousand redoing the downstairs of your house, or 9,000. You could pop it out on a line of credit if the insurance doesn't cover it. If there's a fire and Pete's standing on the outside of your house, boarding up your house, or if a truck and a car get into a little bangity bang at the intersection you weren't planning on, and it blows through your bedroom, and you've got a hole on the side of your house, that never happens at all. It happens every single day.
Yep.
You don't expect it. You got to write a check for something. You stroke a check out of your HELOC. Why? Because it's there.
Exactly. Why? And the insurance isn't just coming to your house and giving you cash the next day.
In that example, with the vehicle impact, the insurance, they're not covering for the child's and the family's therapy that they need.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Talk about PTSD. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, even if you weren't in the room and you're in the living room, watching TV or playing video games or having dinner, and you walk into your bedroom and you see the front bumper of a truck and a car flipped over where you were sleeping, that'll freak you out pretty damn good. It'll freak out a 55-year-old guy. I'm 55. Right? I'm telling you, it'll freak me out.
Imagine what it does to a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Do you get a lot of questions like that? You know, who's the manufacturer? Are people diving that deep?
No.
No?
No. To be quite honest with you, most people are going with us or purchasing a product because they believe in who we are and what we're doing. So it's like people like Amy and Kristen and Matt and Jake, who are out there in front of everybody's faces and really believing in our company and what we do and how we stand behind it, and then having a great service team, you know, who's led by Susie Nelson, who, if somebody has a problem, we're doing everything we can to get out there within 24 hours so they can get back to their normal life.
312-981-7200. Can I apply for a HELOC online, or do I need to see a banker? Also, there are competitive rates on all the rates in the same, or are all the banks and credit unions different? Josh?
All banks are different. Sometimes we have specials, sometimes we don't. It really depends. Right now, we have a fantastic special. To answer your question as far as applying, I would reach out to my team. We can send an email out which has a link. You could do everything online. You're able to upload all your documents and handle it, but it's good to reach a member of my team because they're experts. You can also go to BMOHarrisBank.com and go directly to our off-cycle team that can send it out as well. But my recommendation is reach out to us, and we'll be hands-on.
If you go online, you're not going to have the hands. You're still going to get...
You'll get great service. But it's a call center, pretty much. And,
thank you.
And
there's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a big difference. But
630 before we hit the break. We got married St. Patrick's Day in 2001. I love these people. How do you remember? Because you get married, never forget that day, for better or for worse. For me, it was for the better, in case you were wondering. It was 20 degrees, wind blowing 40. I know you were thinking, my poor wife, and yes, I think the same thing as sometimes. We got married March 25th, 2001. It was 20 degrees, wind blowing 40 miles an hour, and snowing. My in-laws who came up from the south could not believe what the hell was going on. So there you go. One year we're in the 70s, and in 2001... You know, it's coming at you sideways. And I guarantee you, there were still people on the parade route not feeling a damn thing.
Exactly right.
It could have been 50 below. Hey, throw me those beats. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with more of your text messages and text questions and your phone calls. We got Tim in St. Charles. 312-981-7200. A lot of pipe-breaking texts here, Pete. My God, I think you hit a nerve. Once you have one pipe break,
tis the season.
Yep. It is bad. You never forget. You got about another 45 days. And in the summer, pipes break too. Yep. You know, pipes just after a certain period of time, if the fitting's not good.
It's a maintenance thing, yeah. We see a lot of that.
In my townhouse in Valpo, when I lived out there, it was in the middle of the summer. I told this story before. I went to get a haircut, came back, I heard the shower running. It wasn't the shower, it was a PVC pipe that broke. And my entire basement was flooded. Wow. And was I home? No. I was getting a haircut when I looked fantastic. After I get a haircut, I do look tremendously a lot better. I look less bad is what my kids tell me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you to Douglas Brissy, Noreen Polachek, Barbara Renderman, Sharon Maresco, Donna Patricia, not Patrick. If you were a boy, it would have been Patrick. Patricia, Domina, and Janice Lakamakiak. So thank you for donating to the Vest-a-thon to enable us to buy police vests for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Tim in St. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, get your take on a situation here. You've been talking a lot about the home equity loans, and I've had them in the past on some other houses, but what would you advise is, say, I got a home paid for, so I could probably get, whatever, $300,000, $400,000 line of credit, and looking at buying a condo, say, $300,000 range.
Okay.
Is there any advantage to just buying that with a home equity loan and just paying the interest, keeping the payment low, just paying the interest? I know you're not buying it down or anything with principal, but to buy, just do it that way? Or is it better to actually just, you know, get a loan for it and go that route?
Second home, risk-reward, right? Because you've got an increasing interest rate market that we're going into, Josh. The Fed chair has already said he's going to be raising the interest rates in order to slow down the economy, to combat inflation, I should say, is a proper way of saying it. So taking out $300,000, having a home equity line of credit, we've already established on the show, is a great idea. But right, investing $300,000 on a line of credit in an increasing rate environment, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts would be, if I was in your shoes, what I would do is I would take the home equity out. You purchase it, the property in cash, which puts you in a better position when you're going in against 20 other people. You walk up, I got cash, let's close in 10 days, and you get a better price, a better situation, and then you go to Dave and refinance it out. Cash comes back in your line of credit as an emergency fund, yep, is available again, and you locked in the rate. That's what I would recommend.
Yes. So, you know, or another strategy is, if you don't have a down payment, right, you do a cash out refinance of your home in St. Charles. How much is your home in St. Charles?
$450,000.
And what's the home that you're looking to buy in wherever you're looking to buy?
Probably $300,000.
Okay, so you pull out a 70% Cash out refinance, lock into a rate because your rate on your primary residence is going to be a lot cheaper now than a second home because mm-hmm. Fannie Freddie just made a huge adjustment on second homes. You're going to pay a full point higher, three-quarters of a point to over a full point depending on your credit on a second home. So exactly what Josh said, I agree with. You know, I would take a look at, if you have time, do a cash out refinance of your primary residence. Use that money to buy the second home. You'll get a lower rate. Buy it for cash. You have a fixed rate loan. You don't have to worry about rate fluctuations, but then put on a line of credit after. Okay? Yep. Or you could take out a line of credit against the second home condo when you get it to have access to that liquidity in case of an emergency. Timmy, how's that? Right.
I think that all makes sense. Yeah, the variable rate probably makes it sense to go that way. And yeah. I know a cash price will give me a better price. So.
You got it. Especially in this market, if you were looking to sell your home at St. Charles and buy a home as your primary residence, knowing that you're going to sell St. Charles in the next year, line of credit is the way to go to buy that other home with the line of credit, because you know you're only going to have a year's worth of variability with rate increases, and you can handle that. But I think we're going to be in a prolonged rate environment, and that's a little too scary right now to have that much out there for a prolonged period of time when you could lock into a fixed rate now.
Agreed.
Yep. All makes sense.
All right. Hang on, Timmy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What is a typical cost? 630. What's the typical cost of a mold cleanup? I guess it varies. That's Steve Lee. It depends.
Yeah, usually when we get these calls, I'll ask, send me some photos, send me a quick video so I can do an assessment. But anywhere from, you know, $1,500, $3,000, could be less, could be more. But
depending upon the scope of the work.
Yeah, I've seen entire basements, big house, $40,000. And usually there's no insurance coverage on those. And I've seen upwards to, you know, six figures.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach you to get more information.
Please give us
a
call, 800-266-5677.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg. This is my team here. We are going to be back. We have an extended show, half hour before leading up to Blackhawks pregame with the one and only Joe Brand. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this, because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Whoa.
That's this summer, right?
Yeah. Sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I can do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
Pulled one out of the Joe Brand library because he's getting ready for pregame Blackhawks. That's good. Nicely played. And Pete Marrero was on that as well. Kathleen Rowan, Lori Becker, Mary Patson, William Patterson, Vicky and Roger Green, Tyler O'Donnell, thanks for donating to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation Vest-a-thon that we held a couple of weeks back, raised over, it's now up to over $225,000 to purchase over 450 bulletproof vest. 312-981-7200. Sean Compton, the head of everything here at WGM, it's his birthday tomorrow, and he heard us singing to my daughter, so I wanted to offer the same respect. And he's like, please don't. So, okay. I thought, you know.
Oh, you throw a happy birthday out there.
Throw a happy birthday out there. Don't want me to sing. I understand.
I'll sing.
Nope. He doesn't want any singing. He runs the place. Leave him alone.
He said, you're singing.
Leave it alone. Move on. 312-981-7200. Cindy and Aurora, how are you?
I'm fine.
How can we help you? I'm tremendous. What's going on, Aurora, today?
It's nice out here.
That's great.
This is what I wanted to know. Several years ago, like in 2007, I had to go on Social Security disability, and I had a loan modification done on my house.
Okay.
And they deferred like $47,000.
Okay.
On my loan. So I have been paying just on the principal of the rest.
Good.
Now, together with that $47,000, my house is, the mortgage is like, this is with the $47,000. about $187,000 still owed.
Okay.
The estimated price that everything's going for in my community for my townhouse is $270,000.
Okay.
Would I be, I have a personal loan that I owe somebody that I would like to pay off, and it's under $20,000. Would I be better off refinancing my home and get it trying to refinance and get $20,000 out, or would I be better off trying to get a home equity loan for that $20,000?
How much is your rate right now? What's your current rate, Cindy?
5%. 5%.
5%. That's way too high. How's your credit?
It's just below 700, 680-something, I think.
Okay. So here's what we have to do. We have to run numbers, Josh. We have to see what's going on, because her rate would probably be where it's at now if you did a cash-out refinance with the 680 to 700 credit score. It's all about a payment play right now, Cindy. So if the payment play...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's about how much the payments would be, yeah.
Right. Everything's about payment, okay? So if your payment is less expensive to refinance your 187, because if you refinance, you got to bring the 40 in and take care of the 40, okay?
Right. I understand that,
so,
yeah.
So we got to take a look at the payment of a 207 mortgage against a 270 value, or compared to what $20,000 on a HELOC would cost you with your current payment. That's what we have to do. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Is that the equity you're talking about, the second
yes.
one?
The line of credit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So okay. So we got to take a look at down the left fork, if it makes sense to refinance everything, 187 plus 20 that you need to take care of whatever short-term loan you have, or you keep what you have and take out a $20,000 line of credit. So Josh and I will do the comparison, and you can make the decision that's best for you, okay?
All right.
Are you happy?
Yeah, that's what I wanted, that you know, which would be the best way to go.
Well, we'll give you the options, we'll run the numbers, and then you can make the decision that best fits you.
All right.
All right.
That sounds good to me.
Can you do backflips?
What do you mean backflip?
Like a flip going backwards? instead of a front flip? Which is
you know, I'm 75 years old. I don't think I can do a black backflip anymore.
How about a black flip? Can you do a black flip?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a flat flip.
Yeah.
Dave does those all the time.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I wake up and I do a couple of those at least every morning. Before 7 o'clock, it's standard. All right, hang on, Cindy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning Product follow-up with you, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling, Cindy.
Take care. And God bless you. 75 years old. That's a nice job. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text message here. Can somebody sign up with access for your maintenance program if you didn't install the original stair lift in their home?
Absolutely.
And how much is that typically on an annual basis, they'd like to know?
It's about $195. Oh. It's our service fee.
Service fee, $195. Anything breaks down, they need any adjustments with anything, it's $195.
That's where it starts, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's pretty reasonable. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. That is the website that has all of our contact information. We're going to take a quick break here. Then we're going to finish up the show at the bottom of the hour, because Joe Brand is doing his back flips and black flips and front flips and any other type of flips, getting ready for Blackhawks hockey. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg at Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration. Access. BMO Harris Bank, JC Restoration, and Chicago Culinary Kitchen. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, back to David. 312-981-7200. We are wrapping up the show. Blackhawks pregame coming up next. My good friend Joe Brand. Good to have him back in studio on Saturdays. We miss seeing him around here. We're going to throw it over to you guys at Access. What do you want to wrap it up with?
I think I just want to remind everybody that we can complete a free assessment. Even if we don't get the sale, we want to make sure that people with disabilities and in necessity for accessibility equipment and construction in their home know what they need to do. They have the information to make informed decisions on what they need. And they have, you know, a list of solutions that they can refer to make the best possible decision.
If our listeners want to reach out to you to get a free evaluation, a free estimate, what's the best number?
630-616-6249 and allaboutaccess.com.
312-981-7200. Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration. Not renovation. That was a mistake I made earlier. The only mistake I've made.
You never make mistakes.
It was just one. It's typically the over-under is 15. I only made one. So just
I counted 40.
Well,
just wanted to share Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, and this comes all the way up from our CEO, Drew Bisping, that we are people helping people, and we pledge to create an exceptional Blue Sky customer experience through our teamwork, actions, and we're here to support. So give us a call if you need anything, 800-266-5677.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPress call, text, and photo line. Josh, what do you want to leave us with?
A couple things. First, we're here to help. Anything banking, any questions, anything that we could assist with, please feel free to reach out to me, joshua.herman@bmoharrisbank.com. Also, I'm having an event. Bree and Vlaka and myself are hosting an event on the 24th this month at our Skokie branch in Northbrook, and then we're also on the 25th at our branch in Lincolnwood. There'll be more on Dave's site.
Bree and Vlatka are the names of the bankers, not cheese and latkes, which are food
Correct.
Items. I just want to clarify.
Yes.
That.
Yes. Will there so be get snacks? Me hungry.
will there be snacks for the people out
there?
To
will be snacks.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Special thanks to Janet Kennedy, Annie Nigerian, Peter Eggett, Maria Holman, and Judy Konezny for donating to the Vestathon that we held a couple of weeks back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I just want to do a quick story. We talked about with that young lady, that young 75-year-old back flipper, mm-hmm. or black flipper or front flipper, you know, out in Aurora. You know, very nice lady who just called, who we're going to run numbers.
Yep.
It's about the monthly payment. And what she said is 100% right. It's everything is about the monthly payment, especially as we go into this increasing rate environment.
Yes.
It is costing families with two cars. Pete, you've got two cars. You've got kids. You're schlepping sure. around. Frank, God, you got a whole fleet. Amy, you're driving your dog around, all right, all over the place. And Kevin, creepy callers calling in, want to meet your dog. Whoa, don't worry. We'll have police escort. Josh, you know, you've got a wife, two kids. They're going everywhere, okay? Every time you fill your tank up with gas this month as a family with two cars, it's costing you an extra $350 a month.
Yep.
The gas is over $2.30 more than it was when it dropped down to $1.87 in December 2020, okay? We are back up to almost record highs in gas. It's only going to get more expensive. I am in the process of refinancing my friend. He called because he had an arm adjusting, and I used to tell our listeners, if you have an arm, wait it out, right? But now we're in a different, completely different market. We're in an increasing rate environment, a hyper-fast increasing rate environment. I had a realtor call me on a Friday, and he's like, hey, have rates been going up this week, right? This is like a week ago. I'm like, where the hell have you been? It's been going up since January 1st. Yep, right?
Absolutely.
It's been...
I just had a client call me, or I met with a client yesterday, that their prices are increasing 50%
they have
for flooring.
To. They have
50%.
To. They have
as
to.
As of yesterday.
They have to.
So just wait. It's going to continue going up across the board.
So the point I'm trying to make is that he called me to refinance his 2.5% ARM that's been a great run for 10 years. Right? He had a 5-year ARM, and it's been a great run for 10 years. Every time it adjusts, it stayed the same or went down. I said, you got to get out of it. I go, because your 2.5 is going to adjust to 4.5. Okay, that's where it's going. It's got a 2% cap. Pulled his credit, usually had 740, 780 credit score, 682. $135,000 worth of credit card debt. So long story short, and you can attest to this, we did an appraisal on his home. So is the value came in at 813. Zillow and all the other online said 765, 755. I said, well, here's what you could do. You could either refinance the first loan, take out a HELOC, right? I'm not knocking HELOCs. You know I love HELOCs.
No.
I go, and we could save you $400 a month by just refinancing the first loan, okay? And then you have all this debt, you take out a HELOC. But there's no guarantee that the HELOC appraiser is going to get $813,000 for your home. So it's a crapshoot.
Correct.
Or I could do a 95% cash out, which most lenders don't have. We do a rate and term refinance on the $615 that he owed, or whatever it was, $612, $608. Save him $400 a month. Then take out a line of credit up to 95% of the value of his home. And here's the important part. I could use my own appraisal. I could use the 813, which
that's,
I know.
That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
It came in $50,000 more, $60,000 more than he thought. Long story short, we're doing a 95% cash out refinance, wiping out $135,000 worth of credit card debt, saving this family $2,400 a month.
Yeah.
Okay? His rate is going to be 5 point something. It's going to be in the fives.
But you're saving him $2,400 a month.
Saving him $2,400 a month.
At the end of the day, that's what matters.
He's going to take that $2,400 a month, pay down his home equity line of credit to pay himself back, and to actually get ahead of that credit card debt and pay the credit card debt off with bonuses and whatever within the next 4 to 5 years in his calculation, because he has bonuses coming in.
Sure.
He just got behind the eight ball, right? COVID wiped him out. He had an 18-month period there. He wasn't doing much. He had to live off his credit cards. Now we're solving that challenge that he has.
Yeah.
So just like our backflip lady in Aurora, our 75-year young, you know, I've got this plus the 40, and I need 20. Okay, well, let's run the numbers.
Yeah. We're looking at everything we can do to lower your monthly expenses and payments and get you in a better position.
Best interest of the listener.
Yeah.
If it makes sense 100%. To go with me, I'll refine it. If it makes sense, how many? I send you guys listeners every single week.
Absolutely.
Does it make sense to do a cash out refinance and leave your 2.75% 30-year fixed loan? You got 18 months to go and you only need 20 grand. Go to Josh.
Yep.
That's what we do. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and podcasts of previous shows. Pete, real quick, what's the number, 847, what's the 800 number that our listeners call for the emergency services?
Save this number here, 800-266-5677.
Is that a different number than the other one that you had at...
The other number still works, 800... I forget the number right now.
Yeah, I forgot too.
This is the new number. So
what's the new number again?
800-266-5677.
That is the fire, water, mold, wind, any type of damage, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Correct.
It's ready to go.
That's right.
630. I want to donate my stair lift. My husband passed away. I want to donate.
That's great.
Can you get those? Not great that our husband died.
Well, donation.
I understand. But you're like, great, your husband died. You got to have a little empathy, for God's sake. It's horrible that our husband died. It's great that she wants to donate. Will you guys go in to take that stair lift out and repurpose it?
Absolutely. So we'll have Heather or Susie give you a call on Monday, and we'll get that all taken care of.
Phone number?
630-616-6249.
Amy, your phone number in case any other creepy guy wants to call you to meet you, your dog.
I'm going to decline
okay.
that. Thank you.
Is your father, Rich, still awake?
It's Rick.
Yeah, I know. She told me 2 hours ago, don't call him Rich. I'm like, all right, well, you shouldn't have told me that. So, Rick, your daughter did a great job today. You should be proud of her. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We will be back next Saturday. You go to our website, that's my website. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of the experts' contact information, links directly to their website. You could email them. You could call everybody. WGNDavid.com. Stay tuned. We got Joe Brand, an exciting Blackhawks pregame. Blackhawks coming up after the pregame. Joe does a great job. Stay tuned. And thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.